Building a Microsoft 365 License Governance Practice, the CFO's Playbook. A one-time Microsoft 365 audit saves money once. A license governance practice saves money continuously. Here's how finance and IT teams build the operating model that keeps the Microsoft bill aligned with actual business value. Every Microsoft 365 optimization project follows the same arc. Finance or IT leadership initiates an audit. The audit finds meaningful savings, inactive licenses, overprovisioned add-ons, unutilized co-pilot seats. Those savings are acted on. 12 to 18 months later, the same meeting happens again, often finding the same categories of waste that have quietly reaccumulated since the last cleanup. The problem is not that the audit was wrong. The problem is that an audit is a point-in-time event, not a practice. Organizations that treat Microsoft 365 cost management as a project will always be cleaning up after the fact. Organizations that treat it as an ongoing operational practice find that the waste is caught closer to the point of creation, and that renewals become exercises in confirming what you already know, not discovering what you've been overpaying. This article is about building the second kind of organization. What governance means in practice. License governance is not a policy document. It is an operating rhythm, a set of recurring actions, accountabilities, and decision thresholds that keep license spend aligned with actual usage without requiring a special project every time waste accumulates. The minimum viable governance model for a mid-market organization covers five things: a usage baseline, an alert threshold, an offboarding workflow, a renewal preparation process, and an owner. Each is simple. Together, they prevent the accumulation that makes audits necessary. The usage baseline. You cannot govern what you cannot see. The starting point for any license governance practice is a current, accurate picture of license consumption across the tenant. Microsoft 365 Admin Center's billing. Licenses section shows every license SKU, the number assigned, and the total cost. This is the financial baseline. The corresponding usage picture comes from Admin Center reports usage, which shows activity per product per user over 7, 30, 90, and 180-day windows. The baseline should capture total licensed seats by SKU and monthly cost percentage of licenses with activity in the last 30 days, active ratio, number of licenses inactive for 60-plus days, reclamation candidates, top 10 license, SKUs by cost. Any SKUs approaching 100% utilization, potential true-up risk. This baseline should be documented and reviewed quarterly. The delta between quarters, seats added, seats removed, active ratio trend, tells you whether the governance is working or whether waste is accumulating. Alert thresholds, catching waste as it forms. The most cost-effective governance moment is not 90 days after a user goes inactive. It is the day after a user's offboarding date. The most effective way to catch inactive licenses early is an automated alert tied to the HR system or user lifecycle management process. Microsoft Entra lifecycle workflows can trigger automated actions when a user's status changes, including sending a notification to IT when an employee's last day arrives. If your HR system feeds an Active Directory attribute, like employment status or end date, a simple Power Automate flow can alert IT to deprovision Microsoft 365 licenses within 24 hours of a departure rather than discovering it in a quarterly audit. Short of full automation, the next best approach is a monthly exported report of users who haven't signed in for 30-plus days, routed to whoever owns the Microsoft billing relationship. 30 days is early enough to catch departures that slipped through offboarding without yet representing a major cost. The offboarding workflow. Every organization should have a documented Microsoft 365 offboarding sequence that is triggered by employee departure. The sequence matters. Remove license assignment. Happens immediately. Recovers the monthly cost. Enable litigation hold if required. If the user has active legal matters, enable hold before removing the license. This preserves mailbox content under Microsoft's 30-day soft delete window. Convert to shared mailbox if needed. Shared mailboxes in Microsoft 365 do not require a license for up to 50 GB. If the departed employee's mailbox needs to remain accessible for a transition period, convert it to a shared mailbox and assign it to the manager rather than keeping the licensed user account active. Transfer OneDrive access. Assign secondary owner access to the manager before the user account is disabled. OneDrive data is preserved for the configured retention period, default 30 days, configurable in SharePoint admin. Remove from distribution groups and Teams channels. Reduces future confusion and ensures the departed user's access is fully revoked. The shared mailbox conversion in Step 3 is one of the most underutilized cost-saving mechanisms in Microsoft 365. Many organizations keep a departed employee's account licensed for months because the manager needs to be able to access the emails. The correct answer is a shared mailbox, same access, no license cost. Cost attribution, making the Microsoft bill visible. One of the most powerful governance mechanisms is also the simplest. Show each department what they're spending on Microsoft 365. Microsoft 365 doesn't have native chargeback by default, but license assignments are per user. Users have department attributes in Azure Active Directory, and the math is straightforward. Department X has 40 E5 users and 10 E3 users, so their Microsoft 365 allocation is $2,280 per month. Making this visible changes behavior. When a department head receives a monthly allocation report showing $2,380 in Microsoft 365 licenses and knows that four of those E5 users haven't signed in this month, there is a concrete cost attached to an action. Without attribution, the cost is invisible. It is just the IT budget. With attribution, it becomes the department's budget, and departments manage their budgets. The departments with the highest per-person Microsoft 365 costs are often not the ones that need the most capability. They are the ones that got E5 licenses at rollout and never had a reason to change. Renewal preparation, the CFO's leverage window. The Microsoft agreement renewal is the highest leverage moment in the entire Microsoft 365 cost cycle. Everything that happens in the 6 months before renewal affects what you pay for the next 3 years. The renewal preparation checklist should include license mix reality check. Run the current license assignment against the active usage data for the preceding 90 days. Identify the true license mix needed, how many E5, E3, E1, F-series, and add-ons are actually being actively used, and enter the negotiation with that number rather than the current inflated assignment. Benchmark against market pricing. Microsoft's list prices are starting points, not final prices. Enterprise agreement pricing, Microsoft customer agreement pricing, and pricing through Microsoft Cloud Solution Providers, CSPs, are all negotiable, particularly for organizations above 500 seats. Knowing the market range for your license mix before entering the renewal conversation is basic preparation. True-up planning. If you will need additional licenses in the next agreement term, growth, new M&A, expansion, negotiate that in the renewal rather than adding midterm. Midterm true-up pricing is at list rate. Renewal pricing is the negotiated rate. Multi-year versus annual evaluation. 3-year agreements offer better pricing but less flexibility. If your organization is in a period of change, M&A activity, workforce restructuring, significant product transitions, an annual agreement at slightly higher price may offer more value than locking into a 3-year commitment with a potentially mismatched license mix. The governance owner. The single most important structural element of Microsoft 365 license governance is a named owner, one person or team who is responsible for the usage baseline, alert monitoring, offboarding workflow execution, and renewal preparation. It does not matter whether this is IT, finance, or a combined FinOps team. It matters that it is someone's job. In organizations without a named owner, license governance happens when someone gets angry enough about the Microsoft bill to do something about it. That produces audits with a regular cadence, which produces the accumulation and cleanup cycle. In organizations with a named owner and a quarterly rhythm, the Microsoft 365 bill stays close to what the business actually needs, not because of heroic effort, but because the small recurring actions accumulate into a continuously optimized position. At scale, that owner becomes the internal center of excellence for all SaaS spend governance, extending the same practice to Salesforce, GitHub, Slack, and every other per-seat SaaS tool the organization runs. Microsoft 365 is the right starting point. It is the largest bill, the best data availability, and the most familiar tool to the most people in the organization. Getting governance right there creates the playbook for everything that follows.